So standing steady in the eye of the storm is the theme that, as a family of light, we have decided to embrace and navigate our way with love, patience, here in this all-school session, as I was saying, we get to create our, and bring into focus, our family of light, our union, our togetherness. And with that carries a very strong force, as we know. Some of us are coming from different areas of our country, our planet, but those isolated feelings almost immediately start to uplift when we reach out and touch each other with our, right now, with the help of the computer, we have the visual, which gives me a certain uplift too. I need people. I need people energy. So those feelings of a little bit of isolation immediately dissipate. And I hope you all are opening up to that as well. We have beautiful smiles, great intentions, much love. So we are here for that rich love, to feel our connecting, our supportive embrace that our immortals are expressing through us and outside of us. There is no denying. There's no need to deny. You know, since the intro, we learn that we don't need to suppress. We learn how not to. And here with this introductory level of purification, we are given a tool that will create what is in the eye of the storm. What is in the eye of a storm? There's clarity. You can see, you can look up and you can see sky. And the warmth in the eye of the storm. And we all create that here together. And we take that as we go back outward into our connections, our events. Life feeling different? Absolutely. It's global. There are changes of evolutionary change, amplification, strong opposing forces. We are trained in the crystal light to learn how to deal with that. Those elements. We are people in this family of light called actualism. Who spend a lot of our lifetime earthing love and its many aspects. The beauty of life, nature, each other. We seek out the good. We uplift that which is hurt or wounded, separate. And as we align and continue to learn and strengthen and bring more and more of this union with ourselves and our great union together with each other, for each other, we carry our part of our design and with divine purposes. Those divine purposes influence our bodies, our thinking, our feeling, how we nurture or how we're not nurturing, what is ready for lifting and soothing. And I believe today is a number 18, and I particularly was very uplifted when I realized that this morning. That's a very high number in Judaic teachings and Kabbalistic teachings. It's the number of life. And life is ever growing, ever changing. It is beautiful. It is rough and tough. It is a guiding movement of change that we are experiencing personally and globally. So the elements or issues in this storm have been in works for a very long time. It might even feel endless, but it's not. And yes, it's been difficult to endure at times as we learn to adjust ourselves. Most of us are doing our part with our light work, with our partners, our families. Our animals, our gardens, our backyards, our relationships. Those of you in partnership, I'm sure you've gone through some changes, being around each other more, adjusting. In our actual way, we help more to move obstructions as we ask for the highest good to be. And that highest good we can find in the center of the storm. There's order, there's love, there's vision, clarity. It's a creative force of its own. So as we continue living in these full range of perspectives about life, as light workers, we find a place inside that cares and holds us, event after event, information after information. And sure, within this, there are times when we are finding ourselves exhausted, tired, scared, fearful, confused. Yeah. It challenges our faith, our hope, until we move inward and bring through the purification of that, those behaviors, those thoughts, those feelings, those mixtures, as we call them in actualism. So as we continue here to enjoy what we can, sharing with each other, visiting family, visiting friends, or even isolating, we find a place to hold ourselves safe, in kindness, support, and we seek more and more that heart connecting. You know me, I've got to say, I am crazy in love right now. He is beautiful. He's smart, he's creative, he is fun, and he is 19 months old, and I love him. He has brought me great awakening into the beauty of life as it continues. You know, that doom feeling is not, it's illusion. We're not doomed. We are here to help uplift and comfort ourselves in the truths that we know. flexibility. Great lessons are happening in our perspectives, being careful not to throw ourselves off balance. And that's why in the eye of the storm, it's clear, it's steady. So here, we move into our form and our great form. I don't know how many of us are here together, and it really doesn't matter. The power that gets unified expands and heightens and amplifies those beliefs and truths that we know. And we purify here with the crystal star. Bringing the power to meet the storm, the threats, and we will lift into our inner safety, our love, and our higher that is here on earth, within, throughout, and seriously all about. So let's sit comfortably. All of you find your place as we move from our outward focus, and it's been a little bit of time since we all came together like this. That's the all school. And trying to keep it more simply focused and a nice flow. I do want to focus in on the love and purification. So as you get comfortable, you begin loving your body. And we immediately begin in a gentle manner. If you want to close your eyes, gently close your eyes. If you keep your eyes open, hold that inner focus as you shift from that outer to the inner. And lovingly take a nice, embracing breath. Any anxiety to getting here? Any processing you've been doing before the session? Move into your rhythm of breathing. And focus now, gently, into the brain mind, personality, your thoughts. And relax the head muscles, the forebrain. And experience the substance of your mind and merge within your upper room, 6 inches within and above. Your own personal room. Immediately tapping into peace, assistance, power, in the upper room, where we tap into the radiant awareness consciousness from the immortal one that each one of us is. What a beautiful design. A higher companion within you. And as radiant awareness begins flowing throughout the structures of your mind, observe as more dense thoughts, fearful thoughts are dense, scattering thoughts where the what if, the what not, it, no it can't, yes it might, all that back and forth of those opposing forces that we're always dealing with in life. It's just on a major scale right now. And not just, I mean, I don't mean to minimize the time, but I also believe in focusing as a group in the purification. That together we bring the mixtures of responses in our brain mind with radiant awareness gathering, softening, relaxing, opening. Good. Again, just continue to let that lift and direct a flow throughout nerves, soft tissue, many, many miles of structure. Experience as you tune into your nerves and the radiant awareness follows. As if you remember, thought directs life energy. It's profound. And many of us have been in the work for a very long time and some are newer. It grows. And as the radiant awareness moves down your spine from tensions, stresses, busyness, even if you've been lying around, nerves need to feel relieved. And the loving, radiant awareness gathers and lifts full body into your toes, into your hands, out the palms of your hands. Gathering and lifting whatever substance you came in with, whatever has been going on, it's right here now. The soothing from irritation and the support of clear, acute perception. So allow radiant awareness to continue through your knowing and now your sensory. And with the love of the immortal, direct a flow into your hearts. Give your hearts permission to open. We are safe in our family of light. Our relationship with each other creates this huge force of good. And as we let the the radiant awareness address and embrace these conditions of the heart nature, it also supports that which you hold in your love. And that grows. Session by session, year by year, our love of life, our love of light. Many of us have great love for each other. Now is the time to really access the song that we really sing in this action of radiant awareness in our hearts, and now your blood in circulation like the oceans and rivers to the earth, your fluids. Good. Liver, We'll spend a moment here with radiant awareness as it gently and effortlessly begins lifting what is presently disturbing that needs to be let go of. Your brain doesn't need to do it. Again, there's a phrase in actualism that stuck to me like glue long ago. You know what you need to know when you need to know it. Bring that into the eye of the storm. And let the liver release the angst. Any accumulation from all the work, and I don't mean just light work. Many of you, I'm sure, are out there helping in promoting certain aspects of our culture right now. And those efforts to help in this great evolutionary movement. And now all glands and lymph, and I always call them the little warriors, protecting, lifting, immunity, physiologically and psychically. Holding steady is part of the eye in the storm. And simultaneously, heart, blood and fluids, liver, all glandulars, lymphatics. Observe in this great family of light a shift of calming and steadying in your knowing, sensing, and feeling nature. The I am. No matter what, you always have your I am. Experience simultaneously as radiant awareness is softening barriers of debris and lifting till you feel like you're softer and fuller. And together, let's move into our upper room in harmony with one another. Recognize the change you've already created. Again, allow your breath to have its rhythm. It's part of processing. It assists the calming of mind, nerves, and feelings. And here, in our upper room, we unify together. And think of a great gift that we awaken into, and that is your crystal star. Think and invoke this purification, liquid-like energy. Some of you may see it shiny. Maybe little colors, you know, it depends how some of our debris hits it. Experience the lift as you bring into prominence this beautiful frequency that unites mixture and synthesizes it to clarity. Now raise this star, ask your immortal, touch into your immortal. As the star rises to 3 feet above and a 3 foot diameter of light fire, it's not a solid, it's energies, energy. And the great power and think of this star as you think it happens. Awareness directs thought. Thought directs life energy. Let your star open in a liquid-like shower, washing through substance through the head, into the brain. Into your throat, across your shoulders, down all the structures of the arms, moving right through structure. Talk about a sense of freedom. Our light moves through obstruction, it uplifts it. And continuing down now into the chest. All the tension of our shoulders and lungs and heart, that upper body. As we burn off some of the stresses, continue with this flow into the mid section of the body, into your stomach, intestines, to the pelvic, down your legs, out your feet, into the earth, into what we'll get to a little later, into your field. But the connection of your feet to the earth, let's emphasize with this crystal power, purifying your place on this planet, your place on your path, your life, your relations, your learning, and your growth. And the beauty, there are many of us with feet like this alighted on the earth. It's beautiful. Good. And now with your expanded star, arc it down 15 feet below your feet on the earth. So you're in the earth. We've been very focused outwardly. The great advantage of our togetherness as a family of light is we can safely amplify our union here in more dense space, in the earth. Good. Now slowly start spinning your expanded star counterclockwise. And if you think of all of us together, and I believe light is boundaryless, and immortals work together, we're connected in this huge force below your feet. Now slowly bring it up, consuming in its magnetic spin things that we've been holding onto, defined and undefined. This is where the letting comes in, the grace of letting. Let these fires burn off debris and transform frustration fear, scatteredness into this crystal synthesis as it harmonizes that mixture. The sun lands under your feet and hold it there for a moment or two in this counterclockwise spin. In this point of contact, feeling secure, on our planet. Much life is being sustained and will be sustained. Now continue up with the spinning into your feet, any aching feet. Yeah. Let whatever you're experiencing in your body, in the area we work in, to open and release into the light. Up into the ankles for flexibility, movement in different direction. And metaphorically, continue up your legs to the muscles, fluids, your tendons and nerves, into your knees. Like with ankles, this ability to change direction. Be flexible or hold in a position needed by your instinct. Continue up the thighs. Very powerful in the thighs as we clean up fear of expressing our action, our direction, our truths. Holding ourselves upright into the pelvic and the lower portion of the body, and spin from there to below your feet. This 3-foot expanded sun of crystalline light fire, spinning at a speed so fast, but still remains in a shape, in a form. And spend a moment with your intention to let go. Moving into your structures, gently, with your love of I am. In the power stance from the pelvic to below your feet. soothing. And now we'll continue up into the stomach, upper portion of the torso, stomach area, liver, spleen, other organs, fluids. Much to say about every part we are touching into. Particularly the stomach, huh? Tension. Maybe some eating habits have been changing. Refining to meet what your body has been needing as we grow and change. And the spleen, our white blood cells. Our liver, metabolizing many elements. Feel the balance as you work here. The counter spinning, pulling loads out, lifting them up. So these organs can function under less stress and perform more appropriately for the I am that you are. Continue up into your solar plexus. Encounter clockwise spinning, pulling loads out. Soothing apprehension, and irritations. The unknown triggers us human beings. Actualism helps us learn how to hold it steady, particularly in the eye of the storm that we create. The soothing of nervous tension. Not projecting ourselves too forward, nor reclining too much in our past. It throws us off balance, and balance is very important right now. That's in the eye of the storm. And that's where we're going. Together. And continue with the spinning sun as the immortals raise it and follow along with our thought and our consciousness cleaning up. As we meet the chest and our hearts, our lungs, and hold here for the purification of mixture. The pollutants. And again, I mean that metaphorically as well as physiologically. Take a deep breath with your light fire in the sun, into your lungs. Do several if you want. And be aware of your out breath as debris leaves. In the spinning sun, working with all these fluids and tissues and muscles and tendons and consciousness into your shoulders and neck. Relieving ourselves of burdens that we sometimes take on for the good, for the love, for assisting the great harmony. And now up into your head, face, ears, mind, brain, spinning, and now continue letting your thoughts let go as they focus into the profound light of you, the highest of who you are. As far as we know, it's the immortal. And the immortal is assisting us, channeling our light. That union, no matter what, is in the eye of the storm. Continue up, spinning and pulling these loads up, until you reach and experience that pull in this magnetic flow 6 inches above your head. And continue the spinning for a moment as this trail of debris comes up into this counterclockwise spinning sun. It's fires. And now stop the spinning. Be present to yourself. Experience the shift, the sensations, the quieting of thought, the lifting of your heart. And now spin clockwise into the dynamic, feeding into spaces. So begin that clockwise spinning. And think all of us doing this together as it spreads out. Arc the sun 15 feet below. Centering along its axis, your axis, right below your feet, 15 feet below, spinning clockwise, start raising the sun as it clears the field below. Soothing and filling in until it rests under your feet. Bring it up, filling in spaces in the ankles, feet, to the knees. Thighs. And hold from the pelvic bowl to your feet and focus and let your purification to lift and support all your structures, all your consciousness, flexibility, movement, standing steady. Continue up the pelvic, intestines and stomach, filling fully. With the light that you are. Up. So liver and spleen, filling the spaces with purification. Continue up into the lungs. Very comforting here, a dynamic spin clearing the air. Breathe in deeply. Let that fullness be in the heart and lungs, the truth of your lighted beingness and your path in life. Continue up to your neck. Jaw, ears, face, rest the sun just above the top of your head. Amplify the fires, those consuming fires in their dynamic. So it soothes, the light fills, not so much the fires, but just the essence of the light, filling those spaces. Bringing more unity within your own nature. And now continue up. Higher. Passing through shoulders, passing the head to 3 feet above, spinning clockwise. All in harmony, and stop your fire, stop the spinning. Experience your resonance. The beauty of expansion, which is the lifting. You're lighter. And the lighter is more love. More wisdom, more goodness, more energy for doing. And as the spinning stops, open up for one more shower and shower down, washing through, down your back, into your feet, and saturate this connection to your planet, your life, your path, your doings. And as an immortal, backfill all your spaces in the legs, the body, until you experience this overflow. This overflow of steadiness and safety with your immortal, all of ours together, and those not here, but are sending themselves in. In the peace and love, in this eye of the storm, we have our clarity as we unify together as our force of a family of light. Please start assimilating, which means to draw in effortlessly, just think and let. In that immediate field around you, assimilating its essence of protection and safety. And to that I say, amen. Please assimilate.